Oh, good morning, everybody. It's unbelievable. And now it's what? 8:30, and I'm talking to myself again in the morning. Oh, well. If there is an afterlife, he's probably piddled off with listening to my voice moaning and woaning and whinging. But never mind, I still love him, and I always will. I'm sitting here, well, lying here in the bed. Gone back to bed after giving the girlies their morning ham. They enjoyed that. And their run. They like to have a quick run and a morning ham. They get their water and their bickies down and they're happy. My lovely little furdy balls. Well, your lovely furdy balls. Well, what can I tell you about today? Oh, today I'm having my normal grumbleweed. Watching the boat people coming over from France. And thinking what an horrible invasion it is, and how stupid our government are, and how ridiculous it is, I'd cure it in 5 minutes. Give the fishermen £1,000 each for each bone that they loaded them, that they return to the French coast, and do not let into our waters. That would do it, and it would help the fishermen no end. But of course, nobody's thought of that. That would be a terrible thing to do, wouldn't it? I don't think so, especially when they won't even get on the French boats. They refuse. Or waiting for our border force. I will never forget you. I think it was Asda we were at, where that guy was collecting for border force charity. And I came out of the shop and told him what I thought of it, and you came out and told him what you thought. He must have had heart failure, being told that we weren't going to donate to a charity that but just brought invaders into the country. Oh, I'm coughing again. Never mind, taking my medication. Not a problem. Probably need medication for the brain, because it's gone completely mad. Life without you is such... Oh, it's nasty. I just feel alone all the time, and I keep crying. Can't help it. Never mind, I've got to stop that. It's crazy, ridiculous. I decided to do a podcast because then I can just let my feelings out, say what I think. Not necessarily in the rude words that we might have used between each other, but I can be quite expressive without that. Not a problem. I'm looking at the curtains that you put up, or rather the blinds. They still really look good. Goodness knows how you manage to do so many jobs. You were always doing something. You're always good at whatever you did. I'm not that good with my hands. I'm okay with the computer. I can do most of the IT stuff. Not a problem. But when it comes to putting up a shelf, I'm pretty useless. It will always end up slanting or falling down again. Well, never mind. That's just one of those things. Oh, dear. I don't watch live TV at all. The propaganda on the BBC is just too much. Everybody talks about it and nothing is done about it. There's now been a nice scandal with that Schofield that you didn't like. You always said he was a perv. Whether he is or not, nobody knows. And what you said before you died, well, you can't be held accountable for now. But never mind. What else? Oh, there's so much going on. It's ridiculous. Your service was actually very good. The celebrant did a brilliant job, and she put in the things that I thought were important or important to you at least. Your daughters were there, and your friends were there. Well, your main friends. If it wasn't for them, I don't think I'd have seen it through the service. Because it was just, oh, awful. I hated to see you go. The flowers arrived back before we did. Unbelievable. I've got the main spray, which is on your coffin, in the back, on the table, on the veranda. And I watered it the last 2 nights since your service. And it's still lasting. One of the neighbours sent flowers as well. Those are in a vase. With water and a bit of sugar to keep them going. You know how everything likes a bit of sugar in it. The girlies have just had some sizzlers, baker's sizzlers. They love those. Don't know why, but they're really their favourites at the moment. You know how they have their fads of which treats, nunite treats, they love to enjoy. Not a problem. I will have to go in a minute because Foxy's about to start barking again. She's so bossy, unbelievable. For a little furball, she can make a noise. Naughty little thing. But never mind. That's her character. When she wants, and if she doesn't get what she wants, she won't stop hassling you. I'll never forget the way they were when you used to take them walkies in the morning. Oh my God, you couldn't get your shoes and socks on. It was like unbelievable. You'd got Foxy at your feet, pouncing up and down on your toes. And then if you went to touch her, she'd dart back, look at you, and as soon as you went back to the shoes, that was it. She was bouncing on them again. And Spotty, up behind you, like a lump of lard it was, up behind you, jumping about, licking you in the ear and whacking you with a big bum, trying to knock you off the chair to get up. Oh dear, I wish I'd had that on video. It was such a sight to be seen. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now, because I'm rambling again. And I've got to be careful when I ramble, because I might come out with something nasty. Never mind. I will then be watching the... I think I'll watch Mark Stein next on the YouTube. Oh, and I'm looking forward to the BBC arriving on my doorstep. They're going to get told exactly where to go, and in no uncertain terms. I will use the exact wording you would have used, and it's two words, and both of them rude. One begins with the F, and the other begins with an O. So I will sign off on that note, and speak to you tomorrow morning. Love you. Bye.